on the title, Milestones, Milestones to Salvation, Maturity, and Security. The concept of milestones probably is beginning to fade. And when I was much younger, I don't know if I'm talking ways like that, you know, but I'm getting the grays and stuff, so I can talk like that. One of my earlier recollections traveling from St. Mary to Kingston was that along the way, I could tell about how many miles is remaining because, you know, and we usually take the junction. Along the way, you would see some stones, literal stones, that would say, you know, 23 miles to Kingston, 12 miles to Kingston. So we had milestones. And these milestones help to gauge you as to how much farther you have to go. I think they still exist in some places, but we no more have some nice banners or signs, you know, and usually you get those at some intersections, you know, to say that way, you know, to Montego Bay, that way to Ocho Rios, all right? But it serves the same purpose where these milestones not only let you know where or how far you have to go, but it gives you an indication that you are going in the right direction. Now, what I want us to picture as we get into the lesson is that we are usually looking towards a destination. But as we embark from source to our target area, from our source point to our destination, that we have a feel good when we recognize that we are heading in the right direction. And that is something to be feeling good about. But we can't ever get to a place nowhere because I see that I am on my way, that I, in that moment, start to rejoice, I have arrived. And so this is part of the challenge that we want to get out of this lesson, that we are truly on a journey to eternity. We are on a journey to achieve our salvation. We are on a journey towards spiritual maturity. We want to get to a point where, in a sense, our calling and our election is sure. But that's a journey. Stepping away from my lesson so early. All right, let me look at my time so that I don't go. All right. The Jews and even the Sabbatarians today, they have fallen, in a sense, in that trap, where God, in his eternal plan of redemption, had certain milestones that he would have taken mankind in order to get to that point of redemption. So he would have prepared the world, you know, that Noah and the ark, that was, in a sense, a preparation for our redemption, so that we saw, well, it came out in Brother Mitchell's lesson today. So we saw that the ark and the water was a type, where the church is the antitype in terms of the ark. We are saved in one church, just as they were saved in the ark. We get our salvation, or part of that plan is through baptism. Water plays a part. So we have the type and the antitype. Journeying through time. The law was an integral part of God's plan, because he had to choose a special people. He had to choose a channel through which the Messiah would come. And so in order to prepare them, he gave them laws and statutes to guide them, so that at the right time, Jesus Christ would come on the scene. All of these, I'm actually highlighting milestones along the way. Now, here is the danger. If we pick out a milestone and stop and think that we have reached there, then we do ourselves great injustice. We do ourselves great harm. So when in today, in the last days, when Jesus Christ would have come and would have fulfilled the law, he would have come and he has finished what he has set out to do, and he has abolished and wiped out the law and its system, for us to stay on that milestone is to do ourselves great harm and to put ourselves and our souls in danger. So that was my deviation early up in the lesson. But it is a good point to note. All right? And when we are guiding our friends and our family, you know, don't get lost or don't get excited about reaching a particular milestone. You know, and those of us who have probably studied and gone on to different tertiary levels, it's always interesting when you consider graduation exercises, you know. And we have our children graduating at basic school. And you know, when you listen to the guest speaker at basic school, you think that the person leaving basic school has reached, is now a PhD. But you know, you have done well and you are going on to another level. And then they leave the basic school level and they go to the primary school level and then they have graduation again. And says, oh, you have gone to another stage. And then they leave primary school and they go to high school. And the children feel excited. High school, I've done CSEC, and you know, and they feel good. And then there's always somebody giving you the speech when you really thought that you have reached, to say, you know, you have just begun. You have just reached another milestone. You know, and then you move on to even tertiary level. Let's say, you know, let's say you are pursuing to become a doctor. And you go and you probably finish your bachelor's. Probably, I don't think they graduate you when you finish your bachelor's, you know, doing medicine. But when you'd have graduated and now you are a doctor, you know, or a lawyer, and you are at the graduation and you say, no, I have arrived. You know, this is the milestone that I was aiming at. Somebody tells you, you have only now started. In fact, I find it interesting that things like medicine and law, when you are finished, they say you are now practicing. So notice they are not perfect. They are not perfecting. They are practicing it. All right. But the point is that along our life's journey, there are milestones. But what we want to focus on in the few minutes we have: milestones to salvation, maturity, and security. While Inspiration doesn't use the word milestones, the concept of different points between where you start and where you end over and over shows itself in Scripture. And in respect to our salvation, You know, it tells us, you know, we'll see things like, except ye repent, you shall all likewise perish. He that believeth not shall be damned. You know, if you want to be saved, you know, it talks about confession is made unto salvation. You know, you believe unto righteousness. You hear the word coming out? That mimics milestone, the word unto. And so in our salvation, we recognize that, and I recognize that I'm speaking to Christians. So I won't make the appeal for you to come to a saved state. But this is an important lesson for us to understand so that we can help in our teaching. So we see all of these things. You know, we learn that we have to hear, believe, repent, confess Christ, and be immersed in water, be baptized in order to be saved. But it is interesting that in that quest to be saved, to receive salvation, to obtain righteousness, to be saved, that there is a graduation. That's our destination. But there are milestones along the way. And if we run to Romans chapter 10, and if we pick up at verse 9, then we see the picture painted quite clearly. Romans chapter 10, if you pick up at verse 9, then you will help us along.
That if thou
shalt... pick up at verse 8. But what saith it?
But what saith it?
Mm-hmm.
The word is nigh thee,
mm-hmm.
even in thy mouth,
in that, right?
And in thy heart.
Yes.
That is the word of faith,
right,
which we preach.
I pick up at verse 9 now.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth.
So if thou shalt confess with thy mouth.
The Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved.
Thou shalt be saved. So the... Okay, so milestone towards being saved. So we are told already in this verse that if we are going to be saved, that's where we want to end up, that there is some things that we must do. We must
that if thou shalt confess.
You should confess
with thy mouth.
With your mouth.
The Lord Jesus.
Right.
And thou shalt believe in thine heart.
Yes. So believe, you must believe, and you must confess.
Okay.
So those are two important things towards being saved. Okay. All right? Believing, confessing. But read on. Because it talks about confessing and it talks about believing towards being saved. Read verse 10.
For with the heart,
with the mind...
Man believeth.
Yes.
Unto righteousness.
You believe unto righteousness. So righteous, being righteous is a saved state. All right. So you have to believe in order to become righteous. But notice that is your destination.
Yeah.
But you believe unto. That's the milestone.
Man.
So when you get to the stage where having come to a consciousness about Christ, you are on your way. And whenever a person reaches that stage, that is a point of rejoicing.
Amen.
That you can apply your knowledge, your intellect against the Word of God and have an understanding that we need to believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But when you do this, you are just at a milestone.
Amen.
Towards your destination of being righteous and being saved. So that is unto. Read on.
And with the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation.
So we confess. But when we get to the point where we are saying Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God, That's not enough, because again, it is unto, it's another milestone. Amen. Along the way. You know, you can't hold that, but 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10 tells us that repentance that leadeth or leads to salvation.
Amen.
So again, we recognize, and let me just squeeze in repentance somewhere here. So, all right. So we repent too. Yeah. All right, let me spell out that. So again, that's a milestone. It leads to. You have it there, read it.
For godly sorrows work at repentance to salvation.
So when we get to the point where we repent, it is that it's leading to. All right, to salvation. So again, the destination is salvation, being righteous, but it is an unto. All right, if you go back to Romans, if we read through in Romans, we will see that there are several things that come into play. All right, so in addition to believing, repenting, confessing, I'm going to say something about baptism. But when we read Romans, what we pick up is that even though it's important to believe, we jumped out to get to repentance, it's important to confess, all of these leading to salvation, we recognize that there are some things that must happen as well. Because it's sort of went out of its way to mention that you can't even believe before some other things happen. So even though all of this is unto and to salvation, you know what? I was going to jump it, but let's continue reading. All right, pick up, you were at verse 10. All right, pick up at verse 13.
For whosoever
shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, all right, well, that's sounding like the confession, right? So, if you call on the name of Jesus, all right, recognizing that he is the Son of God, you shall be saved. Read on.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
So, what it's actually saying is that you can't get to this milestone of confession unless you believe. So we start to have it in the right order.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, yes.
So you must believe before you confess. So believe is unto salvation, but you are not there yet. You can't hallelujah. You can't praise God. I'm there, because you also have to confess. But before you confess, you must believe. Yeah. Read on.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
So we are seeing here, all right, we are seeing here, all right. So we must hear. So even before you get to believe, you must hear. Read on.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
So you must have a preacher. You must have somebody who's going to be teaching.
Yes. Amen.
So what I want you to recognize, where we are heading is to being saved. That's the unto. All right? But notice that there are milestones along the way. Yeah. All right? It stopped there. Before the preacher, anything came before they have space or one more. Squeeze up.
Except. And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Be sent. All right. Okay. So they have to be sent. All right. So God has to have a place in it. You can't just go preach anything. They must be sent. All right. All right. But somebody said, boy, brother Webb, you're doing all kind of things up there, but how can you leave out baptism? Anybody has ever been in a strange place yet and don't know where to turn and to go in these days? You know, good old days would have a map, right? I used to have one in my glove compartment of the vehicle, a map, you know, the Shell and the Texaco used to have their map, and they used to
Hold it up.
Now I take out the phone. I say, okay. Well, this happened last week. I'm not sure where I am. Cornwall Regional Hospital. All right. And then it tells me, it shows me something, where you turn. All right. That still doesn't really mean much to me because I'm looking at all of the milestones and they don't mean nothing to me. All right. Then it has a little button that says start. And it tells you, turn left, 100 meters, turn right onto this road, and as you go near it's telling you onto. It's giving you your milestones, where to turn left, where to turn right, and things like that. Then, when you reach, where I say I was going, Cornwall Regional Hospital, then when it reaches a particular point, it says something like, I should have recorded it. It says something like, on your left, you have reached your destination. Well, can we read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13? It's interesting. I think it's Brown Mitchell press hard on this. All right. You're there yet, brother?
Yes, sir.
Read.
For by one Spirit,
yes,
are we all baptized into one body.
We are baptized into one body. And there are different passages that tells you about salvation, getting you into Christ, into one body. So what we are seeing here is that in our quest to be saved, that all of these things were unto. Yeah. But when it comes to baptism, it takes us into Christ. It gets us into a state where if we continue faithfully, then we are saved. So this is a good way to teach a person and to cement it for ourselves. So the preacher has to be sent, because he has to carry the gospel, so that when he takes it, persons can hear. Having heard, they believe, they repent, confess. When they get baptized, they get baptized into, so that they get to the destination.
Amen.
So it's no longer turn here in 100 meters, but turn left and you will be at your destination. You have arrived.
Amen.
Wonderful. So the concept of milestones, even to salvation, the Bible clearly respects this concept. All right. And so what we are saying is, let us be conscious that while we are heading to a particular destination, there are points in between. Now here is part of the application now. And this is how we can help to share and to teach. Having gone through this, we can simply now ask a person, having done this, is the person at their destination when they heard? The answer is no. Should we be happy that the person has heard? Yes.
Yeah.
But they should not be given the impression that they have arrived.
Amen.
And feel comfortable.
Amen.
The person believes progress. They're at another milestone. And people love to hold on to this one. You know, you go to funerals and whatever, and they say, you believe, then all of a sudden, later down in the funeral service, you hear, we have so many persons who have now believed. they are ready. We are glad that they are now Christians. But no, it is unto. You can't start rejoicing. Even when you repent, the people will literally bawl when they see their state. But they are still heading towards. They are still heading to. Even when you confess, you have not yet arrived. Amen. It is when we get baptized. That is when we get into the form Amen. Of the death, Amen. Burial, and resurrection, and we get into Christ.
Amen.
I can't finish the lesson here. Well, I think I just graduated the lesson from primary school. Good. We are now in Christ. We are part of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Have we now arrived?
No.
Is that it? Am I saved? No. Can I just relax? We are in a saved state, but the journey has not yet ended. What was the title of the lesson again, Brother Vivian? I know you wrote it down. Milestones to salvation, maturity, and security. Can I spend a few minutes helping us to realize that though we have graduated to this point, I think based on the audience, all of us, except for the little Cunninghams around here, all of us have gotten to this point. We are baptized into Christ. According to Hebrews chapter 5, and if we pick up at verse 11, it gives us the idea that we need to move further. In fact, we are introduced to the concept that we need to be mature, that we need to be of full age, that we need to grow to a point that beyond becoming a babe, which is what we do when we just become Christians, we need to now move to full age. We need to move to a state of maturity. Are we happy when we become Christians and when another person becomes? So happy we are that heaven joins in the rejoicing. Angels Amen. Start rejoicing. Happy time. Amen. But we don't just become Christians and then just stay there or finish there. We must move on to maturity. You want to start reading quickly? Verse 11.
Of whom we have many things to say and are to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing.
You are dull of hearing, hard of hearing. You are baby, but you are dull of hearing.
Amen. For the time ye ought to be teachers.
So when for the time you should be teachers, what is happening?
Ye have need that one teach you again.
That you be taught again.
Which be the first principles.
You need to be taught the very first principles
of the oracles of God.
And are become as such.
And are become as have need of milk.
You need milk.
And not of strong meat.
I can't eat strong meat. Let's see if I look down there, so if the person going to look up. Fellowship is a good thing, you know. Person look up and smile. So, you know, you get to see different side of persons at fellowship. When they're interacting with them. Person, man, when they get them food, look like them half a special serving of the Arnold. And the person hold a corner, you know, then put some box. Because they don't want anybody come beg them any peace. Man can have strong meat in constitution, strong. No milk business, you know. Those who just have feed pan vegetable and chicken. Man have the pork, you know, because mature and ready. You know? Well, when we become Christians, we can't handle strong meat. But at that point, it's still a rejoicing point.
Amen.
Because that's the stage that you are at. So you are at that milestone as a baby. No problem with that. As long as we recognize that we should not stay there and that that is not our destination. So we need to move on towards, you know, here are some of the terms, you know, for time's sake. So first, all right, sorry, I should have written this on the board. So at that stage, you're a babe. At that stage, God sees your milestone, your progression that you are unskilled in the word. You're unskilled. You need milk. That's fine. You at this stage need to be taught the first principles. You know, we could go down to what are those first principles. But among the first principles is that you must understand the plan of salvation. So having done it, you need to reinforce it so that you can understand these things for yourself. And there are some other things. Here's it. There must be a desire, even at that stage, to learn. And so you avail yourselves to the mediums that the church, the local congregation to which you are associated with, has sat down and worked out how it is that we need to engage that development. So, as a young person, we need to encourage the youths to be a part of the young people's group. Because it is part of what has been established to help to nurture the youths. The church has organized for Christians of any age to be active participants in the Sunday school. There is nobody who becomes a Christian that there's not a Sunday school class designed, carved out, thought through, program established to help to guide and develop you. So when that is happening, and it's at different stages, it's going to have some really light milk. Right? Even the young Christian, and you know, sometimes we have some children growing up in the church, and they become Christian quite young, all age 10. There are Sunday school classes geared for that, so the person can develop. As a lady in the church, the access to the ladies group is an important thing to tap into, because the older is supposed to teach the younger. There are some things, and I'm going to drop this by the way, that might be a little surprising to some of us. That the ladies' class, though it is led in the main by ladies, it is really an arm of the church. And so the minister does not separate himself from what takes place in the ladies' class. In fact, it might seem strange to us, but do you know that there's nothing wrong with the minister teaching the ladies' class? There's nothing wrong with the minister teaching Sunday school. There's nothing wrong with the preacher teaching youth class, because it is a program of the church. Now, it's just nice when, you know, we have numbers and we can have different persons taking the different areas. A brother came to me the other day, was so excited that they, you know, they went somewhere and, you know, saying, oh, the preacher did this and that and that and that. I said, yeah. Well, we here at Patrick City were spoiled bad, because we have one person do this, one person do that. When I became a Christian in Highgate, so the preacher would song lead, preacher would pray, preacher would read scripture, preacher preach, preacher the communion. Young congregation, just starting, do everything, all right? So, but we come in and we it's like we're saying, oh, only the preacher is here, you know, we have to wait on the song leader, but we can do everything. All right, but I think I digress on time going on. The point though is that we have to avail ourselves, all right, the men's class, all right, as a man in the church,
All right? And we should all be aiming to mature ourselves as time go by. Then we avail ourselves to the men's training class where we can, even if we're not ready yet, all right? So we start getting insights as to what are things to be done. Right now, we don't have elders in the church, all right, for different reasons, all right? But we develop qualities and things so that when we get to that stage, we can do so because, you know, the office of the elder is not a profile thing. It is work. It's the work. All right, and so even before you get a title, if you want to call it that, then you should have been demonstrating doing those type of things. So we have to avail ourselves because not everything can just be packaged and written and whatever. The discussions will give you insight and you grow and you develop. All right, but I really dwell on this part too long. But unskilled in the word, need milk, taught first principles. What am I listing out here? These are all things from Hebrews that's talking about moving from being babe to being at full age. Taught first principle, move from a stage of being dull of hearing, being taught other things now other than the first principles, all right? Becoming now teachers. And remember, that was a ridicule that was happening at this point because Paul was expecting that by now they should be teachers, but recognizing now that they have not been moving on. I'm going to Cornwall Regional Hospital, but then it reached St. James Road. And like, because I reach St. James Road, I feel like I reach. That's not enough. Being able to use the word, being able to discern good and bad, having your senses exercised. You know what that is? You work it. You're doing it. And that's how you refine and you perfect things. Then you can eat the strong meat. You are mature. You're a full age. What have we just done? We have shown different milestones towards getting to full age. You know, time, I'm going to actually stop here. Time will not allow me to go down to the fact that milestone towards security. But the Bible does tell us that we should aim to make our calling and election assured. That we should put ourselves in a situation where we can partake in the divine nature. And that too is a process, is a milestone. And sometimes we think we are already there, but we are not quite there yet. But let us not beat ourselves up too bad. It's a process. All right. At some other time, we will be able to conclude this. All right. But what are we saying? That there are milestones towards our destination. We are here now, all right? And I want to drop this by. That these persons that the Hebrew writer wrote to were being critiqued and reprimanded in a sense for where they were. Even though they were there,